Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Made it through winter. Oh my god, today's gonna feel kind of like a Friday at the Beach House Beach Bunker. Oh yeah, it's the first day of spring. Spring came in at 4:01 a.m. We are 3 hours into it and it is already fantastic. We'll take a look at your first spring forecast. We'll also talk about all the things we love about spring.
Winter is in the rear view mirror.
Happy Thirsty Thursday, too. We're going to talk flowers. We're going to talk grass. We're going to talk potholes. And, of course, we'll get some regularly scheduled beach time. Andrea is in Cuba. She's at the beach right now. We'll get some beautiful waves into your morning. Hello. Happy spring. Happy first day of spring. I do have some sad news. For those who like to travel south of the border, we've got news this morning that more and more Canadian airlines are canceling travel to the United States. It's not just travelers anymore. We've got the details on that coming up on the show. So if you had a trip planned to Vegas or Florida, or maybe thought New York might be in the works for you, that might have to be rethought as more and more airlines are seeing Canadians cancel trips into the U.S., and so therefore they're canceling their flights altogether. We'll tell you which airlines are doing that coming up on the show today. Also, oh my God, I found a new show on Netflix. Holy cow. Wow. They're calling this The Next Baby Reindeer. Remember that show? Had everybody talking? Wow, this one is going to have everyone talking, probably more than Baby Reindeer, because it really captures the state of affairs of today's young people and social media and bullying, and it's a cinematic masterpiece. They film each episode. I believe there's four in total, and they don't stop the camera. They do an entire hour, and it's so well done. We'll talk about it coming up on the show today. Also, the happiness rankings are out. Happiness rankings, yes. Which countries are the happiest? Are we a happy country? Canada. Where did we rank? Who is the happiest in our hemisphere? Who's the happiest in the world? What do they got going on? When do cocktails start? Why are they so happy? We've got that coming up on the show today. Seven snacks that have been quietly shrinking in size. You probably noticed this. We'll discuss. Going to be a fantastic weekend to check things out up at the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. Again, coming up on Sunday is the art exhibition fundraiser for cancer care. That is on Sunday. It's spring is here, so it's time to get on the road and get up to Clear Lake, Riding Mountain National Park. Check this out, the art exhibition fundraiser for cancer care, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Wellness Yoga Tuesdays continue with Shane. And coming up on the 27th, that is a week today, actually, wine tasting at the spa. That starts at 5 o'clock. It's just $85 plus taxes. Charcuterie board, Clarso, spa, wine. Really, it doesn't get any better than that. Go to this website for package details for you and your family. Maybe you're thinking of a staycation. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. This weekend, spring, test drives. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Get in there and test drive an EV. Put it through its paces, splash in some puddles. Get it a little dirty. They'd love to have you dirty up an EV at Murray's. And they want your questions regarding getting into an electric vehicle. The one thing that can't be questioned is the quality of the EVs. I mean, everyone loves the gas Equinox, the Blazers, the Hummers are legendary. Silverado is legendary in gas models. But now they've also given you the option of getting them as an EV. That's what makes them Westman's number one EV dealership. This weekend, take one for a test drive at Murray GM, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And Tosh's picture of the sunrise yesterday, I let the sunrise people know that, man, we've got the Sunseekers take some pretty dang good pictures. And yes, Tosh is kind of our picture captain, but it was such a beautiful picture yesterday to put in the Manitoba photo contest, our Manitoba. That is the perfect example. And actually, Tosh Sunrise commented and said that was such a beautiful picture that you'd take it. Get in there. The grand prize winner receives a $500 one-year term deposit, front page placement on the Sunrise Credit Union calendar, and a large canvas of their print and copies of the calendar to share with family and friends. Go to ourmanitoba.com. ourmanitoba.org. Ourmanitoba.org, and then you'll get more information on this contest. But time is running out for you to enter. There's just 8 days left. And don't forget, they've got the residential mortgage rate on at 3.89% right now with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. So Canadian Airlines are starting to cancel flights to U.S. destinations. You've been seeing it likely in the news that a lot of Canadians have just said, you know what, we're going to take a break. We are not going to be doing some traveling south of the border. We are going to stay home or travel to, say, Mexico or like Andrea in Cuba. But looks as if the latest airline to cancel some flights is Flair Air. They are suspending their flights to Nashville effective immediately. Flair will not be flying to Nashville for the rest of the year, said Kim Bowie, director of communications for Flair Airlines. They are not alone. Air Canada has also said it would reduce flights to Arizona, Florida, and Las Vegas starting in April. WestJet told the Canadian press that it had been seen bookings shift from the U.S. to places like Mexico and the Caribbean. Sunwing Airlines has dropped all of its U.S. flights while Air Transat has reduced service to the country. Another Canadian airline, Porter Airlines, told the National Post it was pulling back on its advertising of American destinations because even the advertising of it is starting to cause customers to contact the airline and say, why are you flying there? Well, people may still want to go. I mean, ultimately, the decision is going to be left up to the traveler. But at the end of the day, you can't argue with supply and demand. And if the demand is not there, whether it's the U.S., whether it is Colombia, whether it's Paris, France, whether it's London, England, if the demand is not there, then it's in the best interest of the airlines to not fly because it's expensive to put a plane in the air, especially when there's no passengers there. And a lot of people don't want to go right now. That's okay. This, they say, mixed with a low Canadian dollar and recent high-profile airline incidents. What? What do you mean high-profile airline incidents? What do you mean? You mean the people that are still drunk fighting with each other on board? Or, oh, the doors coming off the plane? Or the plane landing without a wing and turning over into snow? Stuff like that. We knew that was going to catch up with us, too. So there's a bunch of reasons why it looks as if, some Canadian airlines will not be flying into the United States anymore. Some. I don't think you're going to see all travel to the U.S. canceled. That just can't happen because there's still business being done. There's still relatives down. There's people that have family. You can't just shut it off like they did in COVID. It is something to put on the radar so that you do check with your airline. If you're finding that you can't get those flights, you might have to drive across the border and fly out of the U.S. if that's something that you wanted to. Actually, old Chickie is doing that. She's going. Because she's going to Florida. She said that she's glad that she booked her flight out of Minot, which is a city just across the border in North Dakota. How will airlines make money if they're canceling so many? You know, this is part of the repercussions of what's happening right now in our world. You know, this is, you know, there's the shock and awe of the news of the stuff that's going on. And then all of a sudden it takes a few weeks. We talked about this to see the fallout, to see the reaction of businesses and governments and companies who unfortunately might have to lay off workers. I don't know. We'll have to see how this goes. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that this is a temporary measure, because here's the thing. Airlines can pivot. We saw that through COVID, and this thing could be put to bed in a matter of weeks. You know, we could be here in the summertime and everything is back to where it was. And then we're going to be telling you about airlines adding flights again and re-putting flights back on and having people travel again. So this is where we're at in this point in time. It's just something to keep an eye on. Ryan says, we're booked for Vegas in June. Let's talk about happy countries. And we will just kind of pivot a little bit to the United States because they are not a happy country. What? They didn't crack the top 10 list of happiest countries in the world. The 2025 World Happiness Report, done by the University of Oxford. It's a United Nations sponsored report conducting a study into the well-being of all countries on Earth. It's a comprehensive study, and it ranks countries based on self-assessed life evaluations of the last 2 years. from 2022 to 2024, here are the top 25 happiest countries on the planet. First, let's just get it out of the way. Number one is Finland. What is going on in Finland? And here's the thing about Finland is it's a cold country. And this is their eighth year of doing this. They're good at hockey. They're good at healthcare. They're decent at business. But it's not warm there in Finland, is it? Finland has been ranked as the happiest country on earth for eight consecutive years. Meantime, the United States has fallen to its lowest ever position. It is just in the top 25 at number 24. And the reason for that, they say the top reason that the United States is, it's not even political. And I know this might surprise you, but this ties in with food, fun places, and mayhem. They say that one in four Americans are now eating all their meals by themselves, all their meals. By themselves. It is an incredibly lonely time to be in the United States. Mix that in with the political stuff, and it's not a fun time. It's not fun times. Their lowest ever position at 24. And of course, I wanted to see, where's Canada? Where's Canada? Where did Canada rank in the happiness? Where do you think we are? If America is at 24, where is Canada? Okay, so let's do it. Here come the top 25. Are you ready? United Arab Emirates at 25, followed by the United States, Malta, France, Taiwan. The United Kingdom is at number 20, followed by the Czech Republic, Belgium, Germany at 17. Ireland is at 16. Wow, I'm surprised Ireland isn't a little higher up. They just had St. Patrick's Day. Austria is at 15. New Zealand at 14. Australia is 13. So we beat Ireland, Germany, the U.S., France. Canada is number 12. Here are some countries that are happier than Canada, in case you're contemplating a move. Switzerland at number 11. They got all the big banks there. Swiss bank accounts. They're rich. But here, this is interesting. And I am seeing this more and more. People, when they're relocating, thinking about a place to move, it's affordable, it's warm, it's happy, it's in our hemisphere, and coming in at number 10, andale, andale. Anybody got some tequila? Number 10 is Mexico. So take that, America. Take that, Canada. Mexico came in at number 10. It's because of the tequila. Israel checked in at number 8. Norway at number 7, Costa Rica at number 6, the Netherlands at 5, Sweden at 4, Iceland at 3, really? Then Denmark, then Finland. These Nordic countries, I don't know why we just don't send our smartest people with a pad and paper to the Nordic countries. Whether it's, and guys, I mean, we're a nice hockey country. They've got things figured out. They've got the happiest population, the healthiest population. The economies are good. They did the best through COVID. I think Sweden was number one of the economy that just shut down a little bit, but was able to keep their citizens safe. They cracked the code in Sweden. These Nordic countries, they've got it figured out, and they're good at hockey. So Finland is one, followed by Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, the Netherlands, Costa Rica is at 6. Again, in North America, Mexico was at 10, followed by Canada at 12, and then the U.S. way down the list at 24. I hope you're happy that it's the first day of spring, and you'll be happy wandering on into your favorite co-op store to pick up some treats for the first day of spring. Smokies for the barbecue, some of those co-op gold burgers, they are delicious. March on into your favorite food store. And it's at this time we want to mention that co-ops of Westmount are not just about the food store. Also about hardware, too. So if you're thinking of doing some spring renovations, some painting, maybe some construction, check out co-ops of Westmount. You're at home here at Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op, too. Co-opsofwestmount.ca. And, of course, they jump to the pump for you when it comes to putting gas in your car, too. They've got the petroleum centers and farm centers, too. Farming friends will be starting seeding anytime now, next couple weeks. Our friends at Auto Fashion, happy first day of spring from Cass and Herman and Auto Fashion. They are the detailing experts of vehicles in our neighborhood. If you've got a dirty car, you got to get it over to Auto Fashion. If you've got a car that's been hit by hail, Get it over to our friends at Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Ceramic coating and paint protection, headlight restoration, fabric and leather protection, window tinting, paintless dent repair, and more. Auto Fashion, happy first day of spring. Spring cleanup begins now with our friends at Auto Fashion. And at Kuiper's Family Bakery, if you're picking up some of those smokies or some hamburgers for the grill, you gotta do it right. You gotta make sure you've got the best bread for that meat, and that's where Kuiper's Family Bakery comes into play. They are Brandon's Bakery, your family bakery, where the art of baking comes alive in every delectable treat they create. Monster cookies, they got them. Garlic toast, they got it. You want some tarts, you want cheese buns, sausage rolls, good old-fashioned rye bread. When was the last time you had some beautiful, soft, and delicious rye bread? If it's a bread, they've got it for you, and they would love to see you. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. We have got the 7 popular snacks that are shrinking in size. Careful, next time you're at the store, or maybe you've seen this already. Let me know in chat if you've seen this already. Your favorite snacks are shrinking. Shrinkflation, they call this. When I was in the dollar store, I saw little bags of Lay's chips for $1. I'm like, wow, bags of chips for $1. Oh, look at how small they are. Pringles. The tube is starting to get smaller. Some people on the internet are saying that the tubes are they're on a diet. They're getting skinnier. Oh, no. Big brand cereal boxes are starting to get smaller. Wow. There's a pattern where the boxes are getting skinnier, then they're getting shorter, then they're getting smaller. Pepperidge Farm cookies. A few people online mentioned Pepperidge Farm cookies aren't as big or filled as big in the bag as they used to be. Blessed Mama says, I think the same thing is happening with KD right now. There's less and less KD going in the box. Chips. Oh, there's my Lay's dollar chips. Some bags of chips as high as $7, right? Oh, my God. They're going to wean us off chips. They're going to find a way to get us healthy, and it has nothing to do with it being bad for us. It's bad for the pocketbook. $7? But when I was in the dollar store, I saw them for $1. But it's just a teeny baby bag. Ritz crackers. A few people mentioned Ritz. The smaller packets are starting to make people mad. Ice cream. Well, I don't really buy the specialty ice cream. It's Co-op Gold ice cream for me. I love that stuff. But some of the specialty ice cream is starting to get smaller. Old Chickie says, I've noticed the cereal. Not only are they shrinking, but the price is going up. Cindy says the Pringles tube is the same size, but they're putting less chips in the tube. And finally, Oreo cookies. They're chintzing on the filling. Are you kidding me? People on the internet are saying that the filling is getting smaller and they're putting more sugar in it so that they're hoping you don't notice. So be on the lookout. All of a sudden, forget Ozempic. I mean, our budgets are going to have us losing weight on what's going on here. Pebble says our cucumbers are getting smaller. Quentin says salad dressing bottles are smaller now. Not the generic ones, but Kraft are getting smaller. That's how they can offer them for 99 cents. You get a shot of Italian dressing, a shot of French. Holy cow! Doesn't even look like we're going to see our parliamentarians in action. That is interesting. Voters could head to the polls as soon as April the 28th. Election call expected on Sunday. And this morning I'd read an article that said this is the next baby reindeer. Why critics are calling this Netflix show the best of the year. It's called Adolescence. It's on Netflix and it is pretty wild. It starts out with this 13-year-old getting arrested for murder. This kid, he's amazing. He is a cute kid. We'll watch the trailer together in just a second, but you think to yourself, how could this happen? How could this happen? Are you familiar with Adolescence? I'm not even sure if it's all that old. Might be out the last couple of day. The next baby reindeer, what the heck is baby reindeer? Well, if you are on Netflix, if you have Netflix, and you have not seen baby reindeer, you need to watch it. It's when baby reindeer came out, it was once in a while Netflix comes out with a show or a movie that has the internet talking, the internet abuzz. Baby Reindeer had everybody talking about it for, what, 3 or 4 months? And it is based on a true story, based on a comedian who got into a relationship that completely went sideways, just about ruined his life. I think he ended up writing a book that ended up getting picked up as a movie, and then they put it on Netflix. And it's wild. It's a wild ride. Azuma Bernice has seen it. She says the kid is a great actor. I'm not into it full-fledged yet, so I'm just through the first episode, so I'm looking forward to more. The dad in this movie is Al Capone from Boardwalk Empire. I recognize him. This is the only actor I recognize. The other thing is it's a British movie or series. What do you call these things? What is this called? A movie, a TV show? 4 episodes, I believe, and they're an hour long. Each episode is one continuous take. Just for that by itself, it got my attention. I'm like, what? Yes, they start the camera. No one misses their lines. No one misses their cue. It is wild. The show is Adolescence. One word, Adolescence. Here's the trailer, Adolescence on Netflix.
Escalate! What's going on? What are you looking for? You're making a big mistake.
Dad!
He's only a kid.
Dad, I haven't done anything.
He's a good kid. Jamie, I want you to listen carefully.
One continuous take.
Asking you.
Do you know a girl called Katie Leonard? Yeah? Describe each other as friends then.
Is she dead then?
Why would you ask her?
Imagine your 13-year-old son is arrested and you have no idea what's going on. And when parents watch this and they crack the door open into the lives of these young people, it is, I'm just going to say, it's scary as hell. I watch a lot of horror movies. This is scary. If you're a parent, you need to watch this.
So do you think it would be okay if we speak about it?
I haven't done anything. You're a good dad, a great dad.
He hasn't been found guilty. He's been accused.
What have you done? Banged by a girl, you saucy.
You're not getting it.
What am I not getting?
Dad, you're not reading what they're doing. It's a call to action by the Manosphere. 80% of women are attracted to 20% of men. You must trick them because you'll never get them in a normal way.
We've done nothing wrong, have we? Hey!
Unbelievable. Very well done. I was reading up on it. Apparently, there were a few episodes they had to start all over again.
Look at me now!
It's crazy what your brain tells you to do when you're a kid.
Parents are posting about it. Good God, have you watched it? There's discussions on it going, oh my God, I got to have a talk with my kids. I'm completely disconnected from what's going on, even if you're social media savvy. Unless you're 13 years old, you aren't in the loop on what's going on, what's really going on. It is quite the watch. You are going to, it'd be interesting to see if your son would watch it with you. I don't know, it might be uncomfortable. Okay, so say you got a special event this spring. Maybe you've got a wedding, an engagement party, a birthday party. You might enjoy this. The most affordable food to have catered. Small plates and appetizers. Oh, deviled eggs, aren't they good? Tacos. A taco bar. Is it tacky
Is it tacky to have a taco bar at a wedding? Can you imagine? You show up at a wedding and it's a taco bar. I was at a wedding. They had pork on a bun. They had pork on, they had, it was pulled pork and coleslaw and stuff like that. It worked. I liked it. It was good. It's an outdoor wedding. Tent wedding is kind of come as you are, you know, no formalities. I kind of liked it. It's one of my favorite weddings. And I would think that a pulled pork deal, you know, maybe do a whole pig roast, that'd be good. But taco bars are an inexpensive catering thing too. Cindy says, I'm only doing Yuki food when I cater. Sandwich platters. There we go. Small sandwiches are one of the most elite foods out there to have catered. For one, they are very versatile and serving up a selection of ham, turkey, roast beef, and the like will allow your event attendees to have a choice rather than be at the mercy of whatever you chose to have catered. You can also have a table of serve yourself toppings so everyone can make their own sandwich if you wish. Triangle sandwiches at the wedding. I don't know. I think one of the Sunseekers once said that KFC had had catered a wedding that they had attended. Fried chicken. That's a lot of fried chicken. I wonder how big the wedding was. Janine says, my daughter's thinking about a poutine bar at her wedding. I was at a wedding 3 years ago. They had a pierogi bar, which was good. Just a giant vat of beautifully buttered onion pierogies, and then they had sour cream, and then the bacon bits and green onions. You could have, now, that wasn't the meal. That was the lunch that they had midway through the wedding. But a big pierogi bar, it was delicious. It was really good. Yes, Customer Appreciation Day is on its way a week from Friday. And, of course, that means that there are specials in store. There is all kinds of samples that they'll be having. There's giveaways. They love to love their customers. They appreciate their customers so much. And the last Friday of every month at Headley's Health Hut is Customer Appreciation Day. And so a week from tomorrow, put that in your phone. It's going to be a great time for you. If you haven't had a chance to check out their new location, go and visit them at 1314 Richmond. Check out the amazing selection of products that they have. And again, it's Westman's number one wellness store. It's all about wellness. It's all about making your life better with natural herbs and vitamins and all kinds of things coming from nature. You know, high protein powders, the best on the market. Some protein powders that they're able to offer you at Headley's Health Hut are exclusive to their store. No one else in the area can sell it because it is such a premium product. Go and ask about it at Headley's Health Hut. They've got gluten-free snacks, gluten-free ready-to-cook food, courtesy of Ida's Catering. In the freezer section there, they've got those cocktails that don't have any alcohol in them, alcohol-free cocktails that are super tasty. 1314 Richmond. At Tim Hortons, as we'd mentioned before, we're into the final few days of Roll Up the Rim to Win. Lots of food winners this time. Everybody I know has at least won a donut, at least one coffee. They still have the opportunity to win some trips and electronics and, of course, a car. But you're always a winner if you're getting a flatbread pizza at Tim Hortons and you're going for the everything bacon. I mean, it is, they're so fast. They're so delicious. Quick through the drive-thru on your way, whether it's for lunch or a late-night snack. And, of course, with breakfast, they're always using 100% Canadian eggs in the sausage scrambled egg loaded wrap, the bacon scrambled egg loaded wrap, or the scrambled egg and cheese loaded wrap. Get a breakfast, get a coffee, roll up the rim to win. You can do that till Sunday at Tim Hortons of West Manan area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. And our friends at Eplaw Office, where they're going to be able to help all your legal needs. We were talking about wills and estates earlier this week, and it's important to have a plan together as to who gets what when something should and likely will happen. And you can just put your mind at ease when you visit our friends at Eplaw Office. They'll help you out. If you're buying or selling real estate, Eplaw Office can take care of you. And again, if you're doing some corporate restructuring, maybe you're thinking of incorporating as a small business. It's time to incorporate and move on to the next level. There are some advantages to doing that, and they'll be able to explain it to you at Eplaw Office. Building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Getting a poor night's sleep, and it might be the food that you're eating. These are the 13 foods you should not eat before going to bed. Cereal. Cheese. I didn't know this, but cheese, I guess, has some sugar. I guess that's what lactose is. Lactose is a kind of sugar. If you have cheese before bed, it could raise your blood sugar. It makes you toss and turn a little bit. I had no idea. I had a buddy who used to say, oh, I love eating cheese because it gives me weird dreams. Dark chocolate. Eat this during the day. Dark chocolate contains caffeine and theobromine, two compounds that are stimulants. Don't have dark chocolate before bed. Pastries. Well, who's having a pastry before bed? Citrus fruits. I bet you that's bad for acid reflux. Yep, heartburn and acid reflux. Oh, I get heartburn just looking at it. MJ says, have a great day. No school tomorrow, so gonna be here for the whole show. Tomatoes are high in acid, too. Ooh, I get heartburn. Heartburn is a problem these days, so not before bed. No steak. What? Experts say that because it's high in fat and protein, your body is working overtime to try and get rid of this, and your body's working hard. Digesting the steak as you're trying to get some sleep. Chips? What? They spike insulin levels before bed. No, French fries do the same thing. Ah, greasy cheeseburger. Well, that leads to both heartburn and digestion problems before bed. Spicy food before bed. Don't do it. Carbonated beverages. And these foods could be one of the reasons some of the Sunseekers are having a hard time sleeping. What about a beer for a carbonate? Oh, geez. Alcohol. Of course. And while alcohol makes you sleepy, experts say it's not a good kind of sleep. So, yeah, what do they know? Why do I think that this is the start of a much bigger story? A man on board an airplane allegedly bit another passenger. He was coming from Atlanta to LAX. Yes, he bit passengers. Is this the zombie apocalypse talking about stories that we never thought we would have on the show? Is there a zombie apocalypse coming?
Wasn't controlling himself, obviously.
The frightening scene playing out several hours into the flight, forcing fellow passengers to step up and help hold the man down.
What?
Eyewitness News reporter Michelle Fisher joining us now with what one of those passengers is saying tonight. Michelle?
Mark, tonight an investigation into this incident is underway.
It's a zombie apocalypse, guys.
Seeks answers. That Good Samaritan who jumped in to help is trying to make sense of this chaotic scene he witnessed.
Ash Gurney recalling the moment he was bitten as he helped restrain an unruly passenger Monday on Delta Flight 501 from Atlanta to LAX.
About 4 hours into the flight when this happened, so we were basically coming into land at LAX.
The aircraft seen here at Gate 32 successfully landed shortly before noon, thanks in part to Gurney and others who stepped in as a male passenger experienced a mental health episode.
Yeah, the guy was just scratching, he was sweating. He wasn't in control of himself, obviously. This guy was like kind of a little bit stronger than any of the female flight attendants. And it would have been probably silly for them to step in because at that point, the guy had already hit a woman and a man had punched them.
A statement from the TSA saying they're aware that a male individual struck other passengers on board a Delta flight from Atlanta to LAX. Los Angeles World Airport's police department responded and interviewed multiple witnesses. They eventually transported the disruptive passenger to a local hospital for medical evaluation. The FAA and law enforcement are now investigating, with the airline saying, quote, Delta has zero tolerance for unruly behavior and will work with law enforcement authorities.
The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They make a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House every time you pay them a visit. Every time you visit 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Skydancer Casino, home of the Turtle Island Adventure Water Park, and it's just 90 minutes south of Brandon. It is in Belcourt, North Dakota. If you're feeling comfortable enough to cross the border, by all means, all reports are good so far. As far as being able to cross and enjoy yourself a weekend at the Turtle Island Adventure Water Park. And, of course, we are hoping by summertime of this chaos involving, you know, the nipping back and forth between Trump and whoever is going to be in power. We got an election coming now. Hopefully that'll calm down by summer because we got Rascal Flatts lead singer coming in July. We've got Little John coming in August and Tracy Byrd in November. SkydancerCasino.com. Again, it's where the sky's the limit. SkydancerCasino.com. Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. This weekend, it's the truckload mattress sale, and they have got quite the door crasher going on. Beauty Rest Countess Firm Queen Mattress.
the lowest price ever. It's made in Canada. This is a door crasher, just $399 for a Beauty Rest queen mattress. That is an unbelievable price. It all starts today, runs right through till Sunday at Leon's. For more, check out leons.ca and visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Okay, spring has arrived. Are you seeing any big bad potholes around? Any big bad potholes around? I posted this picture on my Facebook page. Says, welcome to our town. It could be any town. It could be your town. It's just AI. And it's a picture of people swimming in potholes. Are some of them that big that you could swim in the pothole? Yvonne says Queens Avenue from 6th to 13th Street is pretty bad. Richmond Avenue, 1st Street, 26th, 18th. Okay, so Tracy's just naming off a lot of the streets in our town. Tanya says 26th Street is absolutely killing my car. Corey says he can't wait for the province to finish 18th Street. And yes, 26th is awful too. Tara says 1st and 26th is becoming as bad as 18th Street. Matt says they'll finish repaving 18th this spring. Adam says, I would have to agree with the others. 26th from Vic to Park is absolutely horrible. Hopefully, some folks are involved with the city or the province are checking out that post. And I'm sure people will add to it. And then the trucks get out. I have seen the crews out, though. They're out with their trucks. They're trying to get things, some of that asphalt into the holes. So hopefully we'll see some relief soon. Oh, yes, Sunseekers, thank you so much for joining our ride today. We have to say farewell. Have a great first day of spring, guys. We'll see you for a Keyboard Friday tomorrow. I'll see you at the beach house. We'll have a beach chair waiting for you.